Good morning.
Good morning.
We have our confirmands circling the congregation with the dove for Pentecost. So while they finish that, I'll start the announcements. Just to warn you, one of them asked me, are we allowed to hit people with it? Now, I won't tell you who that was, but I would be very aware of that right now. Okay. Are there any? We have a couple of announcements. Barb, come on down.
Just two brief announcements. We are having refreshments after church today in honor of our three confirmands. And next week we will be having refreshments as well in honor of our fathers. Ooh, he came close there. Okay, thank you. That's it.
I think you're going to be a little safer as the last one comes around. Come on down, Haley. Okay, she is coming around. I have, if you notice the hymns today, yep, keep coming. There she goes. Okay. The hymns, How Great Thou Art, Hallelujah, and Here I Am, Lord, were selected by the confirmants. So they may not necessarily go with Pentecost, but I think they do in many ways go with any of our worship. The Hallelujah hymn is not a hymn that you would find in your books. Therefore, the text, the lyrics that were chosen are on the back page. The music you likely have been familiar with and have heard it many times. But take a look at the lyrics for that hymn. And I think the bottom line is, for all of us, it represents or tells the story of how we are all sinners. And in the end, we stand before God, in this case, the Lord of Song, with nothing on the tongue but hallelujah. And so that is the message. And I think it's a very neat, more contemporary hymn that they chose for today. It will be the hymn of the day. You know the tune. The words are there. Sing out for us. Okay? Thank you. Now, let us turn to the... Are there any other announcements? Going once, twice, going. Very good. And let us turn then in your bulletins to the confession and forgiveness. Please rise as you're able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light, and our salvation.
Amen.
Let us come into the light, the revealing and healing light of God. God of grace and glory, you have brought us through the night of sin into the light of Jesus' resurrection. Yet our lives are still shadowed by sin. Make us alive in Christ, O God. Make us new as you make all things new. Rescue us from evil and gloom of sin. Renew us in grace and restore us to living in your holiness. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Rejoice with all creation around God's throne. The light of the risen Christ puts to flight all evil deeds, washes away sin, restores innocence to the fallen, casts out hate, brings peace, and humbles earthly pride. Jesus Christ loves you and frees you from your sins by his blood. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you always.
And also with you.
You may be seated. Would Haley Virginia Mumaw, Harrison Blair Mumaw, and Sloan Joseph Smith come forward and bring your families? While they're coming forward following the confirmation, there will be some gifts from the congregation. One of them happens to be the Lutheran Study Bible, and it has been inscribed. Another one is the certificate. They have been inscribed with calligraphy by Diana Wise. So you didn't sign the artwork that you put in there. That's something maybe we should do there. Anyway, thank you, Diana, for that. Okay. Haley Virginia, Harrison Blair, and Sloan Joseph have been instructed in the Christian faith and desire to make public affirmation of their baptism. Haley Virginia, Harrison Blair, and Sloan Joseph, we rejoice that you now desire to make public profession of your faith and assume greater responsibility in the life of our Christian community and its mission in the world. Brothers and sisters in Christ, in holy baptism, our Lord Jesus Christ received you and made you members of his church. In the community of God's people, you have learned from his word God's loving purpose for you and all creation. You have been nourished at his holy table and called to be witnesses to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, therefore, I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church, the faith in which we baptize. Do you renounce all the forces of evil, the devil, and all his empty promises?
I do.
Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in God, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Let us pray for Haley, Harrison, and Sloan, who are affirming their baptism, and for all baptized everywhere, that they may be redeemed from all evil and reduced from the way of sin and death. Lord, in your mercy, that the Holy Spirit may open their hearts to your grace and truth. Lord, in your mercy, that they may be kept in the faith and communion of your holy church. Lord, in your mercy, that they may be sent into the world in witness to your love. Lord, in your mercy. That they may be brought to the fullness of your peace and glory. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. You have made public profession of your faith. Do you intend to continue in the covenant God made with you in holy baptism, to live among God's faithful people, to hear his word and share in his supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people, following the example of our Lord Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth? Let us pray. Gracious Lord, through water and the Spirit, you have made Haley, Harrison, and Sloan your own. You forgave them all their sins and brought them to newness of life. Continue to strengthen them with the Holy Spirit and daily increase in them your gifts of grace, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord.
Amen.
Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Haley, Harrison, and Sloan the gift of your Holy Spirit. Confirm their faith, guide their lives, empower them in his serving, give them patience in suffering, and bring them to everlasting life. The peace of the Lord be with you all. And let us share with one another the peace of the Lord and congratulate the confirmands as they come around. Peace. Peace be with you. 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 That'll be you someday. Yeah. Yep. Peace again. Yep. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you. Yeah. Peace be with you. Peace, peace, peace this. Pieces, pieces be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Hey, peace be with you, ladies. Peace be with you.
You put out that candle when they're
Yeah, that looks scary, doesn't it?
Congratulations, dear.
Peace be with you. How about that? Hey, peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Okay.
So we come back up?
No, just the three at the sermon.
Just the three of them?
Yeah, just the three. And right now I'll need them too. Yeah. Peace be with you. Well, they did the work.
Not now, at the sermon.
Right, but I need them.
Need
the three of them. Okay, would the three confirmands come forward? Okay, and Haley and Harrison, come on down. Just come on up here to this level. And again, Harrison Blair. Few gifts from the congregation. And Haley, Virginia. You're welcome. And this must be Sloan Joseph. We have a few more things. This is from Thrivent Financial. And some of these things you may want to put if you have the baptismal boxes. I'm not sure at which level. And then we have, because now you are full voting members of Messiah. Okay? Haley, your own set of offering envelopes. And you may turn around. Let's give them a round of applause. And now you can go on back, and while you're going. That is what has made them when they become confirmed, they become full voting members. So when there are voters' assemblies, they are perfectly eligible to make motions, second motions, and vote in any way, shape, or form, just like the rest of us. So, okay. Thank you again, congregation, and thank you, confirmands. We'll be hearing a little more from them later on. At this point, let us continue with the entrance hymn, How Great Thou Art. It's page 532 in the green hymnal. Perfect. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for all, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. God, our Creator, the resurrection of your Son offers life to all the people of the earth. By your Holy Spirit, kindle in us the fire of your love, empowering our lives for service and our tongues for praise. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Before Jesus ascended into heaven, he told his disciples they would be filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, surrounded by signs of fire, wind, and a variety of languages in their midst, the people were amazed and astonished at Jesus' promise coming true. First reading is from the second chapter of Acts. The lesson reads, when the day of Pentecost had come, the apostles were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them the ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What does this mean?' But others sneered and said, 'They are filled with new wine.' But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, 'Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. 'In the last days it will be,' God declares, 'that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.'" Here ends the reading. The psalm is Psalm 104. "Send forth your spirit and renew the face of the earth. How manifold are your works, O Lord! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There go the ships to and fro, and Leviathan, which you made for the sport of it. You give it to them, they gather it. You open your hand, and they are filled with good things. You send forth your spirit, and they are created, and so you renew the face of the earth. You look at the earth, and it trembles. You touch the mountains, and they smoke. May these words of mine please God. I will rejoice in the Lord. Send forth your spirit and renew the face of the earth. Here Paul speaks about the mystery of baptism. Through the Holy Spirit we are claimed, gathered, and welcomed into Christ's body, the church. And we receive new names in our adoption: brother, sister, child of God. The second reading is from the 8th chapter of Romans. The lesson reads, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, 'Abba, Father,' it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If, in fact, we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him." Here ends the reading.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, Lord, you are the one.
according to John, the 14th chapter. The gospel reads, "Now Philip said to Jesus, 'Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied.' And Jesus said to him, 'Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, "Show us the Father"? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact, will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you and he will be in you. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give you to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." The Gospel of the Lord. I have asked our three confirmands to come forward again. Well, this back and forth. They were asked two questions, and they're going to share with you their answers. And you guys come on up, because we're going to turn the mic over to you. Those two questions are, what has Messiah done for you, and what will you be doing for Messiah? So that being said, we'll direct the microphone, and Sloan will be first.
What the church has done for me. Church has provided a path for me to continue my faith in God by having Sunday school classes, by having a youth group that meets regularly, as well as involving me in the worship service. Church has given me other opportunities like going to Camp Mount Luther, and as a lector, I have become more comfortable speaking in front of others. And what I plan to do for the church. I plan to help the church by reading as a lector, taking up the offering, as well as being an acolyte. In the future, as an adult member, I plan to contribute money for the church and serve on boards and committees. I plan to raise my children in the church.
Haley?
What has the church done for me? Church has done many things for me. Church has given me another place to learn. It has given me another place to have fun. It has even given me another place to ask a lot of questions. And most of all, it has given me a place to grow in the ways of God. Church is an amazing place to do all of these things, but I have most definitely grown in all of the knowledge, gospels, and background of this church in general. What do you hope to do for the church? I hope to get more people to keep learning, because I know some people think when they get older, it's not cool, I guess you could say, to keep learning about God. So I was really hoping to encourage people to keep on going so they can learn more about God. I would also start games, I guess you could call it. The games would be to help kids learn about the Bible in a different way, and that they are also having fun at the same time.
And Harrison?
The church has helped me learn the gift of God, how God will care for anybody and everybody.
The church has helped me become a better speaker also. Before, I was nervous in front of a crowd. Now I'm a little more comfortable speaking in public. I plan on staying with the church. I will try to keep attending the services. I don't have plans on what I want to do with the church, but if I need to do something for the church, I'll try and do what I can.
Thank you. You may go back with your parents. Lord, may the words of my mouth be also the words of you and your Spirit. Amen. Now, as I prepared the message for today, I did not know until now what they spoke. Okay, what they wrote. So that was entirely new to me, as it was to you. But very insightful. And if you were listening, you gather a lot of things that the Holy Spirit has been directing them to do. Not only them, but you know what the church has done for them. Well, you are the church. So the things they mentioned are what you have done for them, what you have helped them do, what the Holy Spirit has done through you, and then, of course, what the Holy Spirit will do for them and the rest of us. So looking at the Holy Spirit, and here we go. These guys are going to get a lesson again. They know I like ancient languages, right, Sloan? In fact, I toyed with the idea of having them at some point recite the Apostles' Creed in Latin. Okay, I think that would be neat. We talked about that in confirmation. But looking at today's gospel message, focusing on the Holy Spirit, the word used in the ancient text is parakletos. It's a Greek word. It does not really translate into English. There's no modern word that fits. It is an advocate, that's pretty close. And in fact, parakletos is more like one who speaks on our behalf. One who takes our part, who does our bidding for us, who helps us. So again, there's no one word that fits. I think of Judge Mumon in a court of law. Parakletos would be perhaps the witnesses that come in for both prosecution and defense. They testify on behalf. Okay? So parakletos, how did we get this advocate? Some translations call the parakletos the comforter. And at one time, that was a very good explanation, a very good translation. But if we look at comforter today, one who comforts is only someone who brings peace and a sense of well-being. Okay, a nurse, for example, or a doctor, or a counselor. And it does not truly hold what it did back in the day. As a translation way back, comforter is derived from the Latin word fortis. Now, if you think of fortify, fortitude, giving strength is what that means. And initially, comforter was one who gave strength. Now think of the Holy Spirit as someone who gives strength, not just peace and understanding that way, but giving strength. As these three confirmands and everyone else continue on in your own service and ministry, the Holy Spirit will guide you and direct you and fortify you for the challenges ahead. So, A little bit about the Holy Spirit there. Now, we did that in part. We looked at the Holy Spirit partly because it's Pentecost. But one of the questions asked way back when in confirmation was, you know, I understand God was in the beginning before everything was created. God created everything, but what about Jesus? Did he just come around 2,000 years ago? That was a question that one of the confirmands asked. And I won't, again, I won't say names, but I asked her to read a few scriptures. And what I asked her to read was, again, I didn't say her name, was John, the book of John, from which the gospel comes today, chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Very first verse. So, Jesus is the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So, Jesus and God, and it ties right in with this theme in John, where Jesus says, I am the Father. Why do you say, show us the Father? I am the Father. And now he's sending an advocate, a fortifier, okay, who is also God. The Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, all three together are one. So, Holy Spirit there. What's the Holy Spirit going to do? Well, Jesus says in that little add-on, verses 25, 6, and 7, all this I have spoken to you while I'm with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, I'm going to do a couple of things here, will teach you all things. Remember what they said here at church, Sunday school, Sunday soldiers, learning. The Holy Spirit is teaching them. That, remember, them is us. Hope I don't have an English teacher here. Them is us. We are them. We are in them. They are in us. The Holy Spirit is in us. So the Holy Spirit, Jesus says, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said. So the Holy Spirit's going to remind us of what Jesus said. If we start going down a wrong path, the Holy Spirit's going to tap us on the shoulder. We used to just call that conscience. The conscience said, don't do that. Conscience said, go do this instead. Now remember the cartoons, the little guy in the shoulder tapping you when you started to make a wrong decision or a right decision. And then verse 27, wow. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Peace. So, the Holy Spirit is going to teach us. I don't know if it was Sloan, Haley, Harrison, one of them said about this teaching business. You see how it all fits in? What they said points out what the Holy Spirit's been doing. And they were talking about learning does not end. Learning about God, the Holy Spirit, and all does not end. They're not done with confirmation. We were not done when we were confirmed. We keep learning. That's why we have Sunday school. That's why we want to try and have some more Bible studies, evenings, whenever. It never ends. There's always something new to learn. And then the Holy Spirit reminding us, letting us know in matters of our belief, in matters of works, in matters of doing. You know, Jesus said, if you don't believe in me because of belief, at least believe in me because of the works I do. And if you believe in me, you'll do these works too. And another confirmation, someone said, well, there was a parable and the guy got in trouble, but he didn't do anything wrong. In our confession, we say things we have done and things we have left undone. We maybe, as humans, aren't going to get everything done that ought to be done every minute of every day, but at least we can always be on the lookout for that Holy Spirit sitting here and telling us, yes, you need to do those things. And finally, this thing of peace. I think that's really neat. We use it at times with in Scripture, liturgy. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. When we think of peace, we think of not violent, nothing violent, nothing disastrous, no earthquakes, no wars. But those are peace of this world. And Jesus is not talking about peace of this world. The peace, the Hebrew word is shalom, and it never means the absence of trouble. It means everything which makes for our highest good. The peace which the world offers is the peace of escape. The peace which comes from the avoidance of trouble. Confirmands, Christ is giving you peace, but he's not saying avoid the challenges of life. He's not saying avoid troubles. But he is giving you the Holy Spirit who will advocate and fortify you to face those challenges, to face those troubles. Take them head on. And through the love and Spirit of Christ, carry Christ's love forward through those challenges, through those problems. They're not troubles. They are things to solve, things to figure out. And when disasters come along, it is that peace of God that lets us step up and solve those problems and meet the needs of others. Let us pray. Our Father, we cannot thank you enough for what you have done for us, both here at Messiah, Mifflintown, Juniata County, the state, our country, and throughout the world. We thank you for the blessings that this congregation continues to pour out upon its own members and members far and wide beyond these walls and doors. We ask that you would be with our newly confirmed and our long confirmed. Then give us your peace, which gives us the strength and fortitude to meet the sorrow, to meet the danger, to see and meet the suffering, and find consolation for all of that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And again, now the hymn is on the back of your bulletin. Please join us all and sing out.
I'm here on the secret floor at David's place.
promise of new life. We pray for the renewal of the church, the world, and all of creation. Come, Holy Spirit, enliven the church to speak your words of forgiveness and salvation in every language and tongue. Pour out your Spirit on witnesses of every age, gender, and nationality. Hear us, O God. Come, Holy Spirit, send cooling breezes where people and creatures are suffering oppressive heat. Save the land from drought and wildfires. Bless the work of those who make it possible to harness the power of the sun and the wind. Hear us, O God. Come, Holy Spirit, dispel human arrogance and establish leaders who are humble of heart. Speak peace into all the world. Overcome prejudice and fear. Move us to support international aid organizations and those who provide aid to immigrants and refugees. Hear us, O God. Come, Holy Spirit. You hear us when we cry to you. Bring clarity and hope to those living with dementia, anxiety, depression, or addiction. Accompany those who feel weak and worn. Today we pray especially for our shut-ins, the sick, and those who may be grieving and who are in our hearts and minds listed here. Are there others for whom we should pray? For those listed here, listed in the silence of our hearts and named among us, hear us, O God. Come, Holy Spirit, reveal your love through families of all shapes and sizes. Bring joy to co-parents, single parents, and those without children. Bless extended families, foster families, adoptive families, and families of friends. Bring closure and healing to broken relationships. Hear us, O God. Come, Holy Spirit, you make us children of God and joint heirs with Christ. We praise you for all the saints who called on your name and who now know the fullness of your salvation. Hear us, O God. We commend these and all our prayers to you, O God. Come near to us with your saving help for the sake of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Let us now share the first fruits of His bounty through the offering. One, as you broke bread with the disciples on the shore, meet us now in this meal. Nourish us to follow you, using our gifts to feed the hungry, tend the weary, and for all your love's sake. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places offer thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy Father, through Christ our Lord, who rose beyond the bounds of death, and on this day, as he had promised, poured out your spirit of life and power upon the chosen disciples. At this, the whole earth exults in boundless joy. And so, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed are you, O God of the universe. Your mercy is everlasting, and your faithfulness endures from age to age. Praise to you for creating the heavens and the earth. Praise to you for saving the earth from the waters of the flood. Praise to you for bringing the Israelites safely through the sea. And praise to you for leading your people through the wilderness to the land of milk and honey. Praise to you for the world's words and deeds of Jesus, your anointed one. And praise to you for the death and resurrection of Christ. Praise to you for your Spirit poured out on all nations. And the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and cup, we remember our Lord's Passover from death to life as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
O God of resurrection and new life, pour out your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and wine. Bless this feast. Grace our table, grace your table with our presence. Reveal yourself to us in the breaking of the bread. Raise us up as the body of Christ for the world. Breathe new life into us. Send us forth burning with justice, peace, and love. With your holy ones of all times and places, with the earth and all its creatures, with sun and moon and stars, we praise you, O God, Blessed and Holy Trinity, now and forever. Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, gives everyone a place at the welcoming table. Alleluia. Come to the feast. Please rise. May the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in His grace.
The Lord and sing His praise. Tell everyone what He has done. Tell His Savior, your
Living God, You have greeted us in our brokenness and nourished us with the body of Christ, broken for us. Risen to new life with You, send us now to bear Your healing love into the wounded world. In the name of our risen Savior and Lord. May the blessing of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit surround and sustain you and keep you from harm and fill you with courage.